a unique event in Milwaukee this weekend lets people check out what's behind the scenes in some of the most interesting buildings in the city.
It's the third annual Doors Open Milwaukee. Around 130 buildings will be open Saturday and Sunday for public and private tours.
Amy Graw joins us now. She's program manager for Doors Open Milwaukee. Amy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, neat idea. What gave people the idea? Like, we've got these interesting buildings. We want to let people look around inside them. Where'd that come from?
Well, originally, the first program manager for Doors Open Milwaukee started in 2011 by George Wagner, who was the program manager prior to me. He attended Doors Open in other areas, other cities around the nation, and thought, well, Milwaukee has some really great historic buildings and great stories to tell about our buildings. Why don't we bring it here? So he hooked up with Historic Milwaukee, and who's presenting this event every year. And thus, now here we are in our third year with almost over 15,000 people attending last year and hopefully more this year.
And it's growing, more and more buildings, right, each year?
Yes. The first year was about 100. Last year in 2012, about 120. And this year we have 134. So, yes, it keeps growing.
Now, are we talking just the older historic buildings?
Oh, no. No, it's our entire built environment. There's buildings on there that are as new as 2012. There's sites that aren't even buildings, like Blue Dress Park or Havenwood State Forest. There's a lot of different places in Milwaukee. We call them sites instead of buildings because not everything is actually a building in Doors Open Milwaukee.
But the idea is still you get to go behind the scenes, kind of.
Yes, yes. You get to view many different things. I'd say that a good 60% of the things that you get to see at Doors Open, you would never, 70 maybe, you would never be able to see on a regular basis or a daily basis.
Well, going down the list, one of the really interesting types of buildings in Milwaukee, the cathedrals, the churches. What are a few of the big churches and cathedrals that people can check out during the event?
We have a lot of churches that participate in Doors Open. It's really a wonderful addition because there's so many different denominations that during Doors Open, just one of those times where people can feel comfortable no matter what their beliefs, or maybe entering all these different churches to find out the history and the architecture of each. I think one of our most notable ones is the Basilica of St. Josephat, which has participated last year and this year. It's a wonderful building. 1896 is when it began, and it's really a compilation. They decided they wanted to build a church. They didn't really have enough money to do so. So they learned that the U.S. Post Office and Custom House in Chicago were slated for demolition. So the entire buildings were purchased and dismantled and loaded on rail carts, 500 rail cars. And they brought every piece back to make the basilica. And the outcome is amazing. It's definitely worth viewing for Doors Open.
And we spoke last month about the mystery around the Germania statue that used to stand on the Germania building. Is that one going to be open?
It is. For the first time this for Doors Open, it'll be open this time. So that will be exciting. I'm not quite sure. I don't think you get to go all the way to the top, but there are many little hidden, intricate features that you'll be able to see in the lobby. And they have a very bizarre parking structure that I know that they're going to feature and highlight at the Germania building.
And you've added a passport program, you're calling it, for kids and families, I guess a kid-focused one. What's going on with that?
We've had it all 3 years, actually.
Oh, okay.
And what we do is, because it is so overwhelming for families, if you're bringing children, especially small children, into this event, and you're thinking, this is all history and architecture, my children, I don't know if they're going to get it or enjoy it or be able to sit there for a while and listen to it. We highlight every year 24 buildings or sites that are deemed kid and family friendly for Doors Open, and they know that. And we put them in a passport, 24 sites that are free for children, and you can pick them up at any of the 24 sites that we highlight each year and go from there. And that way, kids feel that they can go to each one, get them stamped. And it's a fun thing for kids to hold on to and understand and learn about 24 buildings that are within the 134 that we offer. Plus, it's a great guide for families who feel a little overwhelmed by the list as to where to start.
What are you hoping people learn or see in Milwaukee that they didn't know before because of Open Doors?
Oh, gosh, so many different things. It depends on what you're interested in. There's so many different great views of the city that you would never be able to see unless you're attending Doors Open. There's every single neighborhood in the downtown central area, and now that we've sprawled out this year more than any into some of the outlying areas, I'm really excited for people to see something like Thurston Woods or Havens Woods State Forest Park. There's some great outlying here. Calvary Center Cemetery Chapel is also involved on Blue Mound, or something as south as the Milwaukee Fire Museum. We've delved out a lot this year for Doors Open, and we started in the central area and have been moving outward. And so I'm really excited for people to be able to approach Doors Open coming in from the location that they're starting and be able to start earlier as they approach the central hub of the downtown Doors Open Milwaukee.
What's one of the most interesting things you've learned or seen as you go behind the scenes on these Open Doors buildings and sites?
Well, I think probably some of the really neat ones that I've approached, I really like Jones Island. Jones Island is one of probably my most favorite tours, born and raised in Milwaukee. But I didn't get to see and take every tour for Doors Open this year, I wish. But with 134 buildings, 37 in-depth tours, and 7 public tours, that leaves you with about 200 things to see this weekend. And so one of them I did see was the Jones Island Water Treatment Facility. And you would never guess how interesting seeing what goes on with your water and how it goes from the sewage source into a clean water source. It's completely amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful tour that I highly recommend.
And then what's on your must-do list that you haven't done yet? What's the one you keep thinking, oh, I wish I could hit that one if there weren't so many other ones to see?
Personally, for me?
For you, yeah.
Yes. I've always wanted to go to the III Shrine Center and check that out. I've seen that top of the dome for the III a million times driving past, so I'd like to see the inside of that. I've never been in there, so that would be really exciting for me. The Polaris is new this year, the Doors Open, and I know it's been around for a while. It's been closed for a few years, but they're letting people go up and check out the revolving restaurant that once was up there. And I think it is actually going to revolve for Doors Open. So I've never personally been up there, so I'd like to see the view of Milwaukee from that angle. The Modern is another place. It's a condominiums complex on Juno and 3rd, Old World 3rd Street. It's new. That's another great example of a new one. That would also be a wonderful view from the top because it's from the northwest side of the downtown area. Plus, I would love to see the insides of some of the condos because I've heard that there are some famous Milwaukee people that live in them.
What's the response from a building owner when you approach them? Are people like really proud and excited to do this, or are they kind of leery like about letting a bunch of people tromp through their buildings?
It depends on security. The federal courthouse, for example, we really have to work at figuring out how to get people in and out because it's a highly secure area. You can't go into the federal courthouse on a regular basis. But for Doors Open, you can. Northwestern Mutual is another example. Only employees are allowed inside Northwestern Mutual. It's highly secured security purposes there. So it depends on how much is involved on behalf. But no matter what, once the building owners participate in Doors Open and see all the positive things that come from it, they almost always participate the next year. So we haven't really had a problem with that. For every site, we have at least one or two people that are knowledgeable or are the building owners of that area that are on site in case people have extra questions or, you know, if they would like to know more of the history that is more than what is offered on the general public tour. And then we also have 400 volunteers for Doors Open stationed at every building, and they will also be there to help and guide anyone who has any questions.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Amy Graw, Program Manager for Doors Open Milwaukee. You can find a link to that event on the Central Time on WPR Facebook page.